Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. If you're new here, my name is Heather and it's nice to talk to you. In today's episode, I think it's just going to be kind of a random one because I don't have anything specific for today. I do have an idea for the next episode, and that's going to be like the houses in astrology. I feel like I haven't really gotten a good understanding of them. I know whenever I see people like talking about them, and like I'll see little things here and there that I just get confused. I'm like, how do you know what it is, what it stands for? And so I think I'm just gonna do some research and then come on next episode and kind of explain like what I find, because it's just so interesting. Like, I've never been big into astrology, but recently, like with doing astrocartography and like getting into more spiritual stuff, it's just coming up way more. And it's like the couple of podcasts that I've been listening to, they've been putting like a big emphasis on like your astrology chart and how you can find out so much information, like career wise, like just things that will happen in your life based on your chart. So that's why I'm really interested in it right now. I just think that would make for a good episode, but that's going to be for next week. For this week, I just wanted to start recording and see what comes up. I did want to mention, okay, so I have really big, like, issues sleeping. I always have had trouble falling asleep. Like, for some reason, I just can't shut my brain off. Like, it just goes and goes and goes. And so, lately, when I've been laying down to sleep, like, trying to calm down, like, my brain will just, come up with topics to talk about on the podcast. And so, in my head, I'll start, like, talking as if I'm recording a podcast episode. And it's funny because the next day, like the following day, I'm like, I just need to get up whenever I have issues sleeping and just start recording, because I feel like that's when all my stuff flows better. I don't know. It just, like, in my head, whenever I'm talking about it before I go to sleep, like, it just all goes together and flows. And I'm like, why is it so difficult whenever I'm actually up? I'm doing it in, like, the middle of the day, so I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm winding down from, like, work and stuff. I don't know. But late at night, like, my brain is just so active. And I have to take, like, melatonin. I used to take, like, sleep aid. Like, I was prescribed Seroquel at one point, but I went to try and stick with more natural medicines and stuff like that. So I take melatonin, and I think the issue, I don't know, I took a break from taking the melatonin, and that's just, it's a struggle for me whenever I do that. And I think, though, I've noticed that I have the most sleep issues during my luteal phase, and my luteal phase has just been rough this time. I didn't realize, like, how much of an effect the luteal phase has, like, on you. And it's rough. I feel like I get so down, and, like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to stay in bed. I just want to sleep, and I just want to take it slow. I have been actually lately playing Fallout. So this past, like, I think it's been a couple days to where I've been feeling like this, and I've just been playing, like, Fallout, just getting some chips and just hanging out. And I know there's, like, foods and stuff like that you can help, like, eat to help. I just haven't done more research into it. I did end up getting a book that's about, like, the phases of your cycle, but I started reading it and it just wasn't what I expected. So I might just get a different book, or I might just look up different things. And that could be a podcast episode too, if anyone's interested in that, because I feel like cycle syncing is very good, and I feel like it helps a lot if you take the time to do it. I feel like you can kind of eat things and work out and do specific activities that can have, like, the most impact on your health based on cycle syncing. Like, I know there's certain cycles, phases, where it's recommended to do heavy lifting because you'll see the most growth during that phase. And then I know there's another phase. There's four phases. You have your, let me double check because I don't want to give the wrong information, but there's your menstruation, the follicular phase, your ovulation, and the luteal phase. And depending on whichever one that you're in, it's recommended to do, like, low impact, high impact, just stuff like that to help regulate, you know, your hormones and kind of get you more in balance during this time. And I just find it super interesting. So I think maybe one episode I'll do that and go kind of more in depth with it, with each different phase. If I'm all about, like, health and wellness, like, I've noticed, like, the past couple years, like, I've just been diving deep into it and just learning whatever I can. And I think that's just because of how I grew up with, like, the medical issues that I had myself. I think now as an adult, I think that's why I'm trying to do like whatever natural things I can to help regulate my body and to kind of just help. Because I grew up with ulcerative colitis. Well, I had it for a few years. I say I had it because I ended up having to have my large intestines removed. So that's why I say like I had it for a few years. And so I think that's why I'm big into like health and wellness now, is just because I want to try and do things to where I can prevent any future medical issues or anything like that. Just because I don't want to have to live through anything that I had to go through before, which is so crazy because now I get bowel obstructions and I've had like maybe four or five within the last like 2, 3 years, and that is a struggle in itself. But yeah, so I just try and, it's so funny because the bowel obstruction that I had recently was because I was trying to do the whole carrot, raw carrots, the hearts of palm, and it, cottage cheese and mustard, and that stuff put me in the hospital because my stomach doesn't really digest like raw vegetables too good anymore, which sucks because I now have to watch like what I eat, especially when it comes to like pickles and stuff like that. Like I have to chew them up so finely now, and I used to hate. Like, you know how if you chew on something too long, like you get the feeling of like you don't want to eat it anymore? I feel like I get that often now. Sorry for being like all over the place in this episode, but like I have ADHD, and so I don't know, I'm all over the place all the time. And it's crazy because, so in Utah, I was diagnosed with ADHD and bipolar, and then, I was getting treatment and everything. My doctors were listening to anything that I had like any issues with, and then I moved back to Mississippi and the doctors here don't want to help. It's so crazy to me how like even whenever I was younger and I was going through the medical issues I had to go to Alabama to get seen for my medical issues because the hospitals and doctors here didn't know what was going on, or they were messing me up way more before than anything else. And it's just crazy to me, the health system here in Mississippi versus how it was in Utah, and the providers that I had in Utah versus down here. It's like you don't really know how terrible it is down here until you go somewhere else and then you come back. And I'm not saying Mississippi is like terrible in a whole. I'm just saying like the healthcare system and the experiences that I've had have just been terrible down here. Like I mentioned before, I was diagnosed with ADHD and bipolar in Utah. And with the move, I didn't get my prescriptions refilled or anything. So it had been a little bit like since I had been seen by a doctor. And so I made an appointment with a doctor down here to get like my ADHD meds like filled and everything. And so they were like, "Well, we need to see your evaluation done from your previous doctor, or at least have your medical records sent over." So I called my Utah doctors and I had them send over my medical records. And I guess the doctor over there, she put everything in her notes. And so the doctor that reviewed it was like, "Well, she doesn't really have like a clear evaluation. Like it's more so just her notes and like what she, sees and stuff like that. Like, I don't know." And so she was like, "I need you to do this online questionnaire, and then whatever you get from there will be able to kind of get you on your medicine." And so I go do the questionnaire, and I list on there, like, it asks you what you've been diagnosed with, stuff like that in the past. And I put on there that I was diagnosed with ADHD, I have bipolar, and what was it? And anxiety. And so, based on the questions, the psychologist decided, like, he determined, I guess, that I don't have ADHD, that I just need to do a deeper dive into my anxiety and my bipolar. And so then I wasn't able to get all my ADHD medicine. And the thing is that I was on Vyvanse, and Vyvanse was helping me a lot with like my focus. Like I was more motivated to do stuff. I was able to focus on certain tasks and get things done. And now, like I've been struggling, but I've been trying to do things that more naturally that can help. So I guess I can kind of see it as a positive because I'm able to focus on more natural ways, such as like meditating and just kind of like trying to put your focus on stuff. It is still a struggle, and I'm so disappointed in the healthcare system down here because it's like I had the medical records and the history showing that I was diagnosed with ADHD, and then I'm being told from a doctor online that I've never even talked to face to face. I don't know like my mannerisms or anything like that, that I'm being told that I don't have ADHD. And so, like, I don't know, it just upset me a lot. It was, I kind of have, I've come to terms with it that I'm not gonna get much help staying like down here and living down here with medical stuff. I've like with me having my large intestines removed, I have what's considered a J pouch, and I have tried to go to doctors here, like GI doctors, to get some sort of help, and it's like they don't understand really like what a J pouch is. I've had scopes done and they can't really help me. Like this one GI doctor I went to, I told him about how I have issues like digesting certain foods like vegetables and stuff like that. And he was like, well, let's do a pill camera to see like your system at work. And I think this was right like a little bit after I had my first bowel obstruction. And so my bowel obstruction the first time was because I ate some like carrots and potatoes and like pickles, and I literally could not, like, my stomach could not pass it through. So it's like my system itself can't pass through like food, but you want me to try and pass a pill camera through? Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. And so he was like, here's like a placebo, it's the same size as the pill camera, let's see if it goes through. If it doesn't go all the way through, you know, it'll get stuck and then it'll end up breaking down. I'm like, okay, we can give it a try, but I already know what's gonna happen. And so we did the placebo and it did get stuck, and I had to go get an x-ray done, I think. Or was it a CT scan? One of those. And yeah, they ended up showing me like the results, like the little picture of where the pill was stuck. And it's like, I knew this was gonna happen. And so I go to see the doctor, and he's like, well, since you weren't able to pass it through, you know, there's not really much I can help you with. And in my head, I'm like, well, at least he's honest and he's telling me, you know, he can't really help me. And so after that, I just stopped trying to see GI doctors. Like, I went to one in Alabama, and he was just so focused on the fact that I could have had Crohn's instead of ulcerative colitis, instead of helping me with what I have going on right now with the J pouch and just keeping it good, I guess. I don't really know how else to say it, because with the J pouch, whenever I was younger, I was told that it could only last for like 10 years, and I'm at like 18 years now. And so for me, it's good for me to get checkups and just to keep up to date with it to see, like, because eventually I was told that I'll end up getting an ileostomy again. And so, you know, I want to kind of keep up with it, get scopes done to make sure, like, if I need to get an ileostomy, then I'll get it whenever I need it instead of waiting until like my J pouch gives out or something. I don't really know to the full extent because whenever I first got it, I don't think there was that much research into them. I don't really know too much about it, so that's why I was trying to find GI doctors, but nobody around here has been able to help me. So yeah, and I should have explained my J pouch is my J pouch. So when I had my colon removed, they were able to make like a pouch out of whatever intestines I had left, because I know I still have my small intestines. And so I know that they were able to make a little pouch and like reconnect everything. So I did have an ileostomy at one point, but they were able to put, you know, everything back together. And so eventually I will need to get an ileostomy again. I should have explained that in the beginning, but I think I was just so focused on like my rant of how the healthcare system down here just isn't the best at all. And I'm actually going to make a episode about how it was whenever I lived with my ileostomy, and then like all the things that led up to me having to have an ileostomy, because I feel like bringing awareness to it will be a good thing for others that could have possibly have gone through the same stuff that I've gone through. And so I am gonna make an episode about that. That was actually one of the topics that I was like, my brain was like hyper fo like focused on the other night whenever I was trying to sleep, was like talking about everything that I went through, like medical wise, just for those that have gone through the same things or similar things. Because I don't know, living with an ileostomy, I've just recently started seeing people post about their ileostomies, and I think it's so
cool that they are, because it, I feel like whenever I had it, you didn't really see it. Like, not really, like, not many people knew about it. And so seeing people, like, posting about it, I think it's bringing awareness to it. And I feel like people are starting to have, like, a community of, to where people can feel comfortable, like, talking about it and, like, having one. Because I know whenever I had mine, I just felt so, what is it? It made me very self-conscious whenever I had mine. And so I don't want anybody to feel like that, like, at all, because it was just terrible. And so I seeing all these posts, and, like, there's this one girl that had an ileostomy, and her friend made her a little pouch cover that matched her outfit and stuff, and it was just the cutest thing. And I'm like, that is so awesome, and I wish I could see, like, more of that stuff, because I feel like it just opens the conversation up for those people that have an ileostomy, and it just makes it more open for them to be able to have one and not be judged for it. And it's like something, I feel like people with ileostomy shouldn't be judged for it, and they shouldn't be looked at differently, because it's something that you literally need to live. And I think that is just something that I struggled with whenever I had mine, because I don't know, like, I had mine in middle school, and nobody knew about it except for, like, a couple teachers and, like, maybe two of my friends, but I kept it quiet to where nobody knew, because I just didn't want to be judged, I didn't want to be made fun of, and stuff like that. And so seeing all these people post, it just, I feel like it gives a sense of community for those that do have an ileostomy, and that it'll help them just feel more comfortable, because it's like, you literally need this to live, like, it shouldn't be looked at in a negative way whatsoever. And I wish I would have known that, like, I would have thought of it in a different way whenever I was younger, but I was in middle school, you know? And so you don't really have, like, the thought process to think of it in a positive way. At least I didn't. But yeah, so I think that's where I'm going to end the podcast for today. It was nice chatting to you guys, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was kind of all over the place. And yeah, just hope you guys tune in for the next episode. I just want to say thank you for stopping by. Thank you.